Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to this particular episode of In the Backseat. I wanted to get on and record this because I know that I have, you know, Facebook friends that are local people that obviously know that myself and Tracy own a hair salon here in Horsham, and I wanted to share just some thoughts and things that we had gone over yesterday in our little meetup on FaceTime with our girls, Evie and Megan. We were talking about what we get to do right now with the information that we have as far as reopening. And as of the last we've heard, we're hoping for May 8th as a reopening date. But of course, things can change like the wind during all of this. So we are not going to be scheduling appointments or anything of that nature until we know when we're going to be reopen. We're working on creating schedules that work really well for Evie and Megan and ourselves, and we will be open 7 days a week when we do reopen. The shifts will look different, so it means that we are going to have to be scheduling mindfully for ourselves, for the safety of us and for you. We're also going to be creating a video where we share what we're going to be doing as far as sanitation goes, and we're obviously going to be putting in our best practices. All of us have gotten certified in a Barberside sanitation certification that is going around the industry online. It's a free course that is kind of refreshing all of us on what it means to be sanitary and how to do so effectively. We are also going to do things like never reuse a cape on somebody. We will be wearing masks, and we do encourage you to wear a mask as well. We will be wiping down surfaces as much as we possibly can. There will be no extra people permitted in the salon besides the people that are getting services done. So that means if you're bringing a child, you cannot have anybody extra in the space. We are going to definitely have guidelines coming out from the Cosmetology State Board, just like Georgia had them come out for them because some salons are open down there. And there are going to be many, many rules that we get to follow and learn. So we'll have a little bit of a learning curve, but I do know that we're going to limit to the number of people that are inside the salon doors as much as possible. So that means please do not bring anybody with you for your hair appointment. If you do bring someone with you, they will not be permitted in the salon, and I'm not going to be making any exceptions. We will not be servicing anyone who shows any signs of any illness, 0%, and we will not budge on that either. There are some other things that we're working through and working on, so keep an eye out for the video that we'll be making, and we'll be keeping you up to date, and cross your fingers for us for May 8th. We're back here and getting things situated to reopen, making sure we're stocked up and that we're safe and sanitary. My safety and the girls' safety and everyone's safety is our number one priority, moving back into reopening and starting what will be definitely an entirely new normal. So, yeah. Who would have thought, right? Our last day there was March 14th, which is a blur, man. I never would have thought this was happening, and I miss you dearly. I hope your little haircut at home haircut adventures are going decently well. If you've touched your hair, if not, we look forward to having you back. There's also some like hidden opportunities in going that long without getting your hair done, so make sure you pick our brain about that, because we're excited to let you in and understand, you know, what benefits there are actually to all of those roots you have going on, if you have roots. Or that long hair you've got, guys. If your hair has gotten super long, there's opportunity in that. I bet you some people are complimenting your long hair, because some people don't realize that they actually kind of like enjoy longer hair. And there is ways to cut it so that you're comfortable, so that you don't feel like you look like a mess without losing that length. So definitely, guys, women, everyone in between, we miss you and we look forward to being back open. Again, we don't have a date yet, but we will keep you in the loop. As soon as we have a definite date, all of the online booking will go right back up and we will resume is what I meant to say, our business, and we honestly cannot wait. So stay happy, stay healthy, stay hopeful. Again, I love you guys, so hopefully I'll see you soon. All right, take care. Okay, so since I recorded that and have yet to post it, I wanted to update you. The last that I read was potentially May 18th for our reopening. So unfortunately, that pushes things back a good 10 days, and that's not exactly a good situation for us. But, you know, I'm having a hard time seeing the glass half full in this very moment, but I understand that everything is meaningful and purposeful, and the timing of this is purposeful, And just know that we'll update you as we can, as soon as we can, but we are in the thick of it. So again, I'm thinking of you guys right now, and just trying to prepare and make sure that we are as sanitary and as careful as we can about the reopening. So see you sooner than later. Let's hope.